Hi, this is Lori McCabe, co-founder of SMB Group, and today in SMB Spotlight, we have Jeff Cram, who is the co-founder of iSight Design, which is a digital agency that focuses on web content management. And Jeff and the company also publish a blog series called The CMS, or Content Management Myth. So Jeff, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Hi, Lori. Great to be talking with you.
Thanks. Just let's start out. If you can tell me a little bit about what you define CMS as. It seems to be kind of a blurry topic to a lot of people and means different things to different people. So how does iSight Design define CMS, first of all?
Yeah, you're right that it's blurry. It's web content management's really become quite muddy increasingly over the last few years. I mean, its simplest definition is, we typically refer to it as, it's simply the platform and technology that manages and delivers your content on the web. And so we've come to kind of understand there are web content management systems that are technologies or hosted platforms that drive most of what you see and interact with on the web. But of course, it's not that simple, right? Because web content management is a lot more than a technology. It's a whole set of processes and people that go behind making these experiences come to life. And so when you're looking at it as a buyer or as someone evaluating the marketplace, you have everything ranging from free, inexpensive platforms that are open source that we've all probably seen, like WordPress and Drupal, to very complex enterprise technology solutions that larger companies run. And then you have the spectrum of everything in between. So organizations, especially on the small to medium size that are approaching this, when they poke their head up and start to do searches for it, it's an overwhelming task to sort through all the information out there, because the differences between how different types of organizations approach it and where folks are in terms of their exact needs are significant.
Yeah. Well, what kind of guidance can you give to, you know, mid-market companies, let's say, that are looking to implement or maybe upgrade their CMS system?
Yeah, we get, so in our role as both a consultant and somebody that writes a lot about CMS on our blog at the CMS Myth, we get a lot of these calls from organizations that are in the very early stages of thinking about what's next in terms of how do we approach content management in a better way. And what we typically see is that organizations have kind of outgrown whatever they currently have, and there's something happening in the business that has them reapproaching or rethinking web content management. And I think part of what we advise is one, take a step back and understand that you're not just looking for a technology solution. And I think that's where most organizations are going wrong, is that they rush to frame this project and an approach as something that they need a new piece of technology. And instead, frame it around the fact that, you know, you need to look at web publishing, content strategy, and content management as a discipline first, to then figure out what your technology needs are going to be. In some cases, we find that the technology that folks have currently is completely adequate to achieve most of what they need to achieve. They really have just failed to put in a lot of the processes and kind of people behind making it work. In other cases, you know, they've completely outgrown the existing technology and truly do need to find a new path forward. So it's not a one-size-fits-all equation, but I think one of the things that, because there's so many shiny objects out there and so many exciting things happening with technology, it's truly been an exciting last few years in terms of the innovation that we're seeing in the web content management space. There's that I think, natural desire to go out and just do demos of a lot of platforms, and then you're quickly into this software-driven sales cycle that's funneling you down a process that isn't actually approaching the problem in the right way.
So what way would you recommend to approach the problem? Let's say you're a mid-market company and you really do feel like, you know, you've outgrown what you're using. As you said, it may not be the software, but it may be more the way you're managing it and resourcing it. So where do you start to get a handle on that?
Yeah, I think a great place to start is just having the discussion internally and figuring out what is the role of content in our business, and kind of what is the role of digital in our website in our business. And I think a lot of times, as simple as that question sounds, organizations, you know, fail to answer that or at least plan for it adequately. So what's been exciting over the last few years is there's been this momentum around the discipline of content strategy. And when we talk about content strategy and you think about publishing, it's completely decoupled from technology or even channel. So we're not talking about website, we're not talking about mobile, we're talking about how does the organization plan, manage, and govern content as a strategic asset. And given how hot, you know, content marketing is, given how hot the role of content in lead acquisition and nurturing and just doing business in general, it's something that a lot of organizations are indeed taking a step back and saying, how are we going to approach publishing? You know, what is the role of mobile in our customer experience? How are we going to look at how all this content meets the needs of our prospects and customers across their entire journey? And that reframes the approach to understand how you should approach the technology. And it's just something that I think a lot of folks don't do to it a little bit later in the process, if at all, when you've already made some of the technology decisions that will box you in.
Right. So, you know, given what you just discussed and also, you know, sounds relevant to the blog series you guys publish about the myths of CMS, what do you see as some of the biggest myths, maybe particularly that SMBs might have around content management systems?
Yeah, it's a good question. So, you know, on the CMS myth, the whole origin of this blog, it started 5 years ago, and we started it. It wasn't at all meant to be negative about web content management. We're incredibly bullish about the opportunity and role of web content management in businesses. But this myth, the overarching myth, is what we've just been discussing, is that, you know, it's not just a technology consideration and discipline, and there's a huge expectation gap that happens. I think it happens a lot in enterprise software, but it happens a lot specifically in CMS with just the way that it's positioned and sold. All the expectations that come from thinking about this new CMS platform, when you actually put that into action and what comes out the other end in terms of when you implement it and when you put it to work, there's this huge gap that exists. And that gap, that expectation gap, is what we call the CMS myth. So I think a few things come out of this when we start to look at what exactly are the myths. One is that, you know, overwhelmingly people are underinvested in organizations are underinvested in the people that they put behind the platforms. And this is, I think, increasingly something that we're seeing as a challenge. We're talking with a smaller organization over the last few weeks, and they were looking for a new CMS, and, you know, they didn't even have one single person internally that they had allocated to managing and thinking about content. And if you don't have at least that in place, you know, any CMS you pick is going to be unsuccessful. So a lot of what we do is make sure that, you know, organizations have the right commitment to the people that they need to be have in place to be managing content.
Right. So it sounds like one of the big challenges is that a lot of firms, smaller companies, are just under-resourced and understaffed, and they don't put enough value on doing content management well, and how big an impact maybe it has on their business. Would that be fair to say?
Absolutely, and I think it's understandable, right? Especially for the small but medium-sized business that you know doesn't have all the roles required to manage a web or digital team in today's day and age. And certainly, you know, content's one of those that they probably have somebody that's thinking about content, but it's not someone's sole job. It's, you know, what they do after they get the rest of their job done. And I think what's happened is that the world we're living in now from a digital and marketing perspective, you know, requires new roles and new skills that didn't exist 2 or 3 years ago, sometimes 6 months ago. And I think it does require more of a people investment than they made in the past. So there's a need to make a bigger business case for the investment in people than they have in the past. And I think it's an opportunity to do that at the same time that you're making the case for technology. And I think that's where people, that's the missed opportunity a lot of times, is that they'll rush through a technology decision-making process without framing it across with the overall picture in mind, and kind of miss an opportunity to sell the business on the change that's needed or the support and investment that's needed to make this change that the business knows it needs to make, because most people know that content's important now. Everybody's talking about content marketing. You have folks like HubSpot that have really created this whole category of inbound marketing and have put platforms out there for people to use. And I think it has reached the highest levels of the organization where executives are looking at this and saying, we need to be successful in this, and they want to know how they do it. And I think it's an opportunity for anybody, on the client side, kind of organizing that thought to say, this is an opportunity to get it right. Here's how organizations are approaching it, and here's how we need to be approaching it over the next 3 to 5 years.
Right. And that kind of segues actually into, just at a high level, what kind of best practice guidance can you give SMBs and mid-market companies as they think about reevaluating what they're doing in the CMS space?
Yeah, there's a few things happening that are really interesting. One is that it's hard to even define what CMS is anymore, because there's been this whole convergence of platforms and tools. So, it's no longer just about content management and content delivery. When you think about the role of a content management system, it's not only responsible for content management, it's responsible for the delivery of all this content. And as marketers more own CMS as a strategic discipline inside organizations, what that means is this is personalization, this is analytics, this is testing. So I think one of the things to recognize is you're not likely looking at one single platform. And in fact, while there are platforms that do a lot of these functions and CMS is adding more bells and whistles to be able to cater to them, even for the small to medium-sized business, they probably have at least 4 to 5, if not more, separate platforms that are all part of this marketing technology ecosystem. And I think understanding
Like for example, Jeff, what do you mean the four, could you give me an example of what in a typical business those might be? What type?
Sure. Absolutely. So in addition to content management, you're going to have some kind of an analytics platform in place, which while isn't directly tied to managing content, is increasingly tied to understanding how content's delivered. A big trend too is tools to help with testing and personalization. So there's a whole range of standalone tools out there. Google has some free ones, such as Google, their content experiments. Which
you mean like A/B landing page tests and all that?
That's right. Mm-hmm. There's another, really kind of inexpensive one that we use for our clients called Optimizely, which allows organizations to A/B test anything. And this isn't a content management system, but it layers on top of a content management system.
Right.
For the B2B organizations, they're looking at marketing automation systems. So you're probably familiar with like a Marketo or an Eloqua.
And it's a low end like Infusionsoft, right?
But these are really interesting, because these are also part of the content management picture, because they are managing landing pages, they're managing forums, they're managing the email that comes off of. And so you see kind of two things happening. One, you see the larger content management vendors saying, we can be all things to all people, and we're actually going to start to build a suite of tools that is integrated and can start to add these different capabilities into one. And they suddenly don't like to be called web content management platforms, because they're now customer engagement platforms or marketing suites, right? And so you see a lot of consolidation and a lot of feature expansion in the traditional WCM vendors. But you also see just this explosion of new tools and new companies that are best-of-breed solutions in these very specific areas. We met with a company, it was a larger, slightly larger enterprise. We met with one last week that when we added up all the different pieces of their marketing technology, they had a couple dozen different individual tools and platforms that were managing part of their customer experience. And so I think for the small to medium-sized business, it's really important to look at the overall marketing technology ecosystem, understand what the role of content management is and where the organization needs to differentiate and have an impact.
Back to that soul searching every time, right?
and I think just having a plan for, one of the mistakes we see organizations make is if they're, say, evaluating a CMS and it has a specific feature, they check that box saying, hey, got it, it has marketing automation, but they haven't taken the time to say, this is what marketing automation means for us, and this is what we need to accomplish. And then turns out they may have been better suited with a standalone marketing automation platform. So I think, you know, thinking of it as an ecosystem, there's a great resource out there. There's a blogger by the name of Scott Brinker, who runs a site called The Chief Marketing Technologist. And he's a fantastic resource for kind of helping explain what this marketing ecosystem is all about and kind of how organizations need to think about it in a different way.
Great. Well, I think you really covered a lot of ground, and it's been really educational for me, and I'm sure a lot of the folks that will tune in or read the blog will also get a lot of benefit from it. Before we go, can you just provide your web address, which we'll also post up on the podcast and on the blog, but just in case anyone's listening to it?
Sure. Our agency is Isite Design, and that's I-S-I-T-E, design.com. We're in Boston, Massachusetts, and Portland, Oregon. And the CMS Myth blog that I mentioned is just at the CMS Myth, which is CMSMYTH.com.
Well, that's easy to remember. Okay, well, Jeff, thank you again so much. We appreciate your insights, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Great. Thank you, Lori.